She tucks her head and she stares at the buildings high above her head. And her feathers are dirty and her children are starved. Her loft is dark and lonely. Her hazy vision of a distant dream will linger in her mind forever. Beat forth her tiny prayer, and those once mighty wings are darkened with despair and poverty. But she lingers on through the sky, and her eyes are wet with her dying tears. And her feathers are dirty, and her children are starved. Her loft is dark and lonely. Her hazy vision of a distant dream will linger in her mind forever. But she won't know their sorrow anymore, 'cause she's closed her eyes to the life they were living. And she found it one all her own as she closed her wings to the smoky sky. And her feathers are dirty and her children are starved. Her loft is dark and lonely. Her hazy vision of a distant dream will linger in her mind forever. Children touch her as she laid upon the street, and the cars ride by the buildings in the sky where she once watched their play. And the sun beat down on her grayish face, and the buildings now stare down at her silently.
I don't know. I'm so glad I can be here tonight. I want to tell you, everybody, I really want to thank you for being here.
Take a golden ray of sunlight and shine it through your hair. Take a wintry wind and it brush upon your face. Take a silver stone and let it be my life to you, and I will know that you are simply beautiful, and I will know that you and let it echo your soft love words. Take a riverbed and let it
peace and know that you are just a man. And I will know that you are simply beautiful. And I will know that you are simply beautiful. And I will know that you are simply beautiful. Thank you very much.
Jones's Ale is good stuff. Right, this old song goes back almost 100 years in this country's history. The old days they sang, I'll be all right someday. I'll wear the cross, I'll be like him. Sing it with me if you feel the spirit. Well, I will be all right. Let me hear it. I will be all right. I will be all right someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe. Yes, I do believe. Yes, and I will. We'll sing my song. Singing just a little bit of nonsense about growing up with babies. You never know what a fool you make out of yourself till you have your own children and become a father. This is one for newborn little babies when they're nice and juicy. You like to stick your fingers in their tummies and drool over them and do all those silly things. Good baby tickle song. Oh, jiggle, 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 tickle, 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 little sack of sugar, I could eat you up. Jiggle, 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 tickle, 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 little sack of sugar, I could eat you up. Google, 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 a coo and a cuddle, a tickle your foot like a bicycle pedal. Pretty little hoot owl and a one-eyed frog, so pretty I could gobble you up, ho ho. Jiggle, 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 tickle, 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 little sack of sugar, I could eat you up. Jiggle, 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 tickle, 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 little sack of sugar, I could eat you. If I'm gonna stand up here and make a fool out of myself, you do it with me, all right? Here we go. Oh, jiggle, 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 tickle, 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 little sack of sugar, I could eat you. Jiggle, 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 tickle, 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 little sack of sugar, I could eat you. Hey, hey, my little honey bunny, ho, ho, my little turtle dove. Hee, hee, my butterfly flitters, pretty, 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 I could eat your toes. Jiggle, 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 tickle, 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 little sack of sugar, I could eat you. Up. Oh, jiggle, 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 tickle, 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 little sack of sugar, I could eat you. Babies grow up and learn to talk, do all kind of mean things to one another, and then tell on each other. Yes, I'm gonna tell. Well, I'm gonna tell. Well, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. Well, I'm gonna tell on you. Well, I'm gonna tell that you punched me and you bit me. Well, I'm gonna tell that you kicked me and you hit me. And I won't tell Mama what I did to you. I'm just gonna tell on you. Yes, I'm gonna tell. Here, I'm gonna tell. Well, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. Well, I'm gonna tell on you. Well, I'm gonna tell that you busted the broom. I'm gonna tell Mama you won't clean up your room. And Mama's gonna clean up the room with you. Well, I'm gonna tell on you. Let me hear it. Well, I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna tell. Yes, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. Well, I'm gonna tell on you. Well, I woke up in a dry bed, Mommy, come see. I woke up in a dry bed, Daddy, I did. Well, I woke up in a dry bed, I had a dry feet and a dry head. I am a big boy now. Hey, look at my dry bed, come feel my dry bed. Hey, look at my dry bed, well, I'm a big boy. Sign out with just a good old banjo tune. All the time I was growing up, I heard my mother, who was born in Charleston, South Carolina, calling my father a poor country bumpkin. She got really mad at him. She called him poor white trash because he grew up out in the country with all this old hoedown music and no outhouse and all that. So here's some of that old-time music. Stole my old coon dog and I wish they'd bring him back. He'd run the big pigs over the fence and the little ones through the track. Somebody stole my old blue hen and I wish they'd let her be. She laid a good egg every day on Sunday, two or three. All around and the possum's tail is bare. That rabbit's got no tail at all, just a little old bunch of hair. Oh, they're making the tail loose, lousy people. I ain't got time to kiss you now, I'm busy with my mew. And I wouldn't marry that old maid to tell you the reason why. She blows her nose in old cornbread and calls it pumpkin pie.
Freezing solid in the world. I'd like to play you a little instrumental medley of old-time songs to delight children. Some of them won't be recognized by the younger members. Some of them will. If I can get my fingers to working. of them you recognized. Some of you recognize them all. Lovely tunes all. That was really a request. I got a request for this one too, but I'm going to do it anyway. I think I played this here either 4 years ago or 5 years ago. So this is dedicated to all you old-time kids. Boy who always wanted to go hunting with his papa and the dogs, and his papa would always tell him, "No, you're too little. Your legs are too short. You'd never keep up." Well, this little boy begged and pleaded and hollered until his papa finally said, "Oh, all right. On your 8th birthday, I'll take you out." So he waited and waited until his 8th birthday came around. Then he ran up to his pa and he said, "Hey, you said I could go hunting today. 8th birthday, you know." And his pa said, "Well, I guess I did. But don't you expect us to wait up for you. You so little and your legs so short. You'll never keep up. And if you get lost, don't you expect us to come take you by the hand and lead you home?" And little boy said, "I'll keep up. Honest, I will. Besides, if I don't, all I have to do is take out my horn and blow it." And old Blue, he's the lead hound, and he has wonderful ears. He'll hear that. He'll hear that, and he'll come find me. Well, his paw had to say okay, so they whistled up the dogs, started off. And they went down over Murphy's Meadow, across the creek bridge, down into the holler, met up with some more dogs and more hunters, and got started. Well, they got down over by Sugarloaf Mountain, into the brush, and all those dogs just got to tearing along, and the little boy was keeping up. He was doing okay. Those dogs got faster, and the brush got thicker, and before you know it, he tripped over a log, and he got up and he tried to run after him, but the brush was too thick, and his legs were too short, and they were going too fast, and they got farther and farther away, and farther and farther away, and pretty soon, he couldn't hear them anymore. And he listened, but all he heard were the crickets. And a big old swarm of hungry mosquitoes. And a great big old green bullfrog jumping in and out of the water. So he took out his horn and he blew it. Heard were the crickets. And that big old swarm of mosquitoes. and some old hoot owls way off. And the bullfrog. Boom. And then he thought he heard. He wasn't quite sure. It got a little bit louder. And a little bit louder. It's Old Blue! Pups, I believe they've got him treed.
Cross-eyed darling anymore. Like a dream he passed away on the 39th of May. He never died so suddenly before. No more upon the mat will he play with pussycat. No more between his teeth he'll squeeze her tail. No more he'll rub her nose upon the red-hot iron stove, for darling brother Jimmy's kicked the pail. We could tell he was departing by the color of his breath. We saw his eyebrows dropping in the mud. Well, the doctor said the only thing to save the boy from death was to stop the circulation of his blood. Well, we gently dipped his head in a pot of boiling lead, and then we gently laid him down to rest. But through the night, a burglar came and stole into the room and swiped the mustard plaster off his chest. Then we filled his mouth with glue just to try to bring him to. Alas, though all our efforts were in vain. And last of all we cried, but he sneezed and smiled and died, and blew his nose and smiled and died again. Well, he's gone forevermore at the age of 94. There's nothing in this world his life could save. So I'm going to the barber shop to fill his last request and plant a bunch of whiskers on his grave.
I thought I'd try this next song. This is sort of an old song. It isn't really a folk song, but then again it is. It's sort of an example to me of maybe a modern folk song and maybe a truer folk song than some of the other things these days that pass for folk songs. I guess it's sort of a kid's song. At least it was written for what they call the kid market back in the early days of the 1950s. This is a Walt Disney production. You heard Michael do one earlier. This is one that predates that by a little bit. Back when I was a wee tot, I won't say a kid because I hope I still am, but I was, for about 5 years, everything in the world before Mickey Mouse and that scene was Davy Crockett. And the big song back in those days was the Ballad of Davy Crockett. Now, we have unrooted with, I had to have some help on this, I've been looking around, something like 14 verses to this song, which I ran off in the woods and couldn't possibly bother to memorize tonight. But I'll do what I know. And I also think this is a folk song because within a very few years there were all sorts of parodies of this song, and kids were singing them in the street, things like, born on a garbage can in Tennessee, burnt down the church when he was only three, hung his pa from a hickory tree, and lost his mother in the A&P. Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier. Anyhow, that's the chorus, and you sing that whenever I forget a line, which is liable to be pretty frequently here. Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free, raised in the woods till he knew every tree, and killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the M&T. Well, he fought single-handed through the Injun War, till the Crick Creeks was whipped and peace was in store. And while he was a-handling this risky chore, he made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier. Now he gave his word and he gave his hand, that his Injun friends could keep their land. And the rest of his life he took the stand that justice was due to every man.